Hello, I'm Dion Williams, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. Join me on Wisdom Wednesday for headlines and fine print from 9 to 10 a.m. Headlines can be misleading. The details are in the fine print. We'll explore current events and the financial landscape to equip you to better navigate the choices in products and services that meet your financial needs. Let's cut through the noise in ads and promotions to prepare you to take flight on your financial journey.
News Talk Sports for the Triad, WSJS. It's time for headlines and fine print with the President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union, Dion Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Hot, but we've talked about that. It's just going to endure and then move on. But want to get right into it. So financial services, always changing. It's not static by any means, right?
That's right. Last week we were talking about the Federal Reserve was going to make an announcement on rates, and they went up 0.75 points. So that's changed, and we'll probably see more rate increases as the summer goes on.
I say it's not totally unexpected. We knew something was going to have to happen.
Right. It's just a challenge because on one side you're fighting inflation, and then on the other side you're risking a recession, and there's just a, but I got gas on the way in today, and boy, that's expensive.
Yeah, I try not to look. Just
right.
I mean, what's the option? I mean, we have to. So I got to get gas. It's one of those. But folks, if you have a question for Dion, the number 336-777-1600. So the deal with headlines in fine print is that we hope this section and our conversation will help give you the knowledge to ask the right questions to determine the best products, the best services, the best programs for you, for your family. And it's always a customized solution because everybody's circumstance is unique.
That's correct. Financial services is not one size fits all. There's some general rules of thumb we'll share on the show and that we can share with you. But when it comes down to it, each person is unique. Their circumstances are unique. And we treat that accordingly because we want what's best for the individual and their family.
Sure. And there are some good options. I mean, absolutely, there are some good options. But for you and your individual circumstance, there may be some less than good options as well. So sometimes the best thing you can do is step back.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Take a breath.
Yes, because we have we're all at different stages of our financial life.
Of course.
I've got a daughter in college right now, and another one not too far away from that, and another one not too far behind that. So college education expenses is kind of front and center for me right now. But then for someone else, it may be retirement. For someone else, it may be a newborn. So we just all have different circumstances. And at the credit union, what we want to be is your financial partner for life, cradle to grave,
right,
if you will. That we're there for every stage to help you make good, well-informed decisions.
So as you just talked about, with the change, there are always new developments. There are always more opportunities then as well. So where you are today may not be where you're going to be in 5 years.
That's correct. And to bring the runner analogy into this, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So just be sure to think long-term. Short-term decisions can have long-term implications. For example, when someone's first getting that credit card or their first car loan or trying to get that first home, just understanding that wise debt management can impact them for the rest of their financial life because your credit score is often tied into your rate. And so you just want to make sure that you're paying bills on time and also not overextending yourself.
I love it. Sometimes you hear that, people give that question. Well, how can I improve my credit score? Well, it's probably not a circumstance where you can spend an hour working on it today and be done.
That's right. It's kind of like your lifetime body of work, but just to make a really generic, and this is kind of a one-size-fits-all comment on credit, pay bills on time. That is the single largest determinant of what your score is going to be and the pricing that you get on your credit.
Right. Also, I want to back up. We'll get to that. But you talked about running. You are a runner.
I am. I'm not going to say I'm a fast runner, but I'm a runner.
Runner. So this is foreign territory for me. But you do half marathons and the 10-mile races and all of that. What got you into the running? What's the appeal?
After college, I was just looking, you kind of get past your days of playing some of the traditional sports you might play. I was not good at golf. I still try to play golf. Golf frustrates me because you have a good day followed by a challenging day and sometimes all in the same round.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with running is if you do 5 miles or 10 miles or even a marathon, I'm running the same distance as the person that can do it in half the time. So you're getting the benefit. It doesn't matter how fast or slow you are, but it's just a great time to clear your head and just think about things and just enjoy nature. I mean, just I go out really early in the morning when it's cool and just love hearing the birds and feeling the cooler weather. And it's just a nice time.
You know, for each person, the experience is different. So yes. You run the same path. You can run the same trail, but there is a sense of unpredictability about it as well.
That's right. And it can be something new every day because you see different people out there walking their pets. And, of course, the fun thing in the Kernersville area recently has been all the bear sightings. So I'm hoping I don't see the bear when I'm out for my run because I'm not running with anybody, so there's nobody for me to outrun to, you know, for the bear to get me.
You don't have to outrun the bear. You have to outrun your friend.
That's right.
What they always say?
That's exactly right.
So, but I would imagine it's similar. You are the president and CEO of PACU, Piedmont Advantage Credit Union, and that no 2 days, I imagine, are the same in your office.
That's what I love about it, though. It's something different every day. And one thing that I've been working on more recently has been some legislation on the credit union side. That's part of my job as well. So we keep our eye on what federal legislation is for credit unions and state legislation. And then in addition to just state interest rate management, when rates were not moving, our rates pretty much stayed static. But when you see the Federal Reserve doing a lot of movement with rates, then we have to really look at our rates as well to remain competitive in the marketplace. So it's something different every day. It could be looking at branches. It could be looking at products and services. But I love that. And I love talking with members because, as we said before, members have different personal circumstances. And it's fun to look at that. And you're not trying to do one size fits all. You're looking at what's best for that person.
I'm really surprised to learn that because I guess that overall image of the financial industry in general is that once the parameters and the framework are established, then you leave it alone.
Right.
And that's not true.
It's not true at all. And really with financial services is, for example, there's this envelope, and I know people have different variations on this, but spend, save, invest, and give, four things you can do with your money. And I said spend first, and I should have said spend last, because when you spend first and that's controlling the dynamic of your finances, that's not really where you want to be. You want to be saving, which saving I view through the prism of short term. Investing I view through the prism of long term.
Longer term, right? All right.
And of course, giving too. I think it's very important to give. And give back to others, give back to your community. But if you dictate your money that way, that I'm short term, I'm saving for emergencies, longer term, I'm saving for a bigger purpose, such as retirement or college education, giving, and then you spend after that, then you've really got your financial priorities in line when those three come before the spending and the spending's not controlling everything.
So it's a fluid circumstance. There is always a give and take. And really, to be a fiscally responsible organization, you have to adjust and respond.
Exactly. No 2 days are the same, and you have to just keep an open mind and understand that there's not necessarily a textbook answer for every situation. And one of the other things that's really important is to collaborate. The best ideas I've seen in my career were never mine. They were from members. Members give us ideas and feedback on to how we can better serve them. And our employees who are face-to-face with those members every day, they give us outstanding ideas. It could be about a service automation, a branch location, but that's where our best ideas come from. And I feel like I'm the fortunate person that gets to serve those folks and work towards making those great ideas reality.
You know, and for your members, it's absolutely, you want to encourage them. You need to ask. Ask the question, make the suggestion. If you don't ask, the answer is invariably no, because maybe we didn't know.
Right. And we talked last week about PACU being a financial cooperative, which means we're member owned. We're there to serve our member owners. So what they say and tell us, we need to take that to heart. We need to listen to them, and we need to guide that towards better serving them.
Sure. And last week, again, just to wrap up and review, we briefly talked about the differences between banks and credit unions. Similar, of course, but there are some differences in terms of purpose. Yes. One is profit-driven. One is service-driven, primarily, with the credit union. And ownership, banks, customers do not have a stake in it. They are simply a customer, right?
Right. Banks have shareholders, and the shareholders are the owners of the bank. Their customers could be there could be some overlap there, but their customers, totally different group. And the conflict that they have inherently is that if I'm trying to maximize profit for my shareholders, that may not be what's in the best interest for my customer. And for the credit union, our members slash customers are our owners.
Right.
So we're to put another way, we're serving one master. So we have one group to serve, and everything we do is geared towards improving their lives.
So it's a shared ownership. And then you talk about decision making. We're in a credit union. It's controlled by the members, one vote per member.
That's correct. One member, one vote. And it doesn't matter if you have $1 million or $5 on deposit, you're equals in the credit union. Whereas in a bank, your ownership, there's a difference there. If you have 100 shares and I have zero, you
it's a bigger dog got to trough.
Absolutely.
Absolutely it is.
Yes.
And profits, of course, in a credit union are returned to the members. You can lower fees, sometimes offer no fees for certain services as well. That's another big difference.
Yes. Three things we do with our quote-unquote profits. We build reserves for rainy days. And so, for example, we had rainy days during COVID when our normal activity was not what it would have been otherwise.
Sure.
And so you replenish those reserves for the next rainy day because it's always going to there's always going to be a rainy day. You don't know when or where. You just want to prepare for it. We do lower fees and keep a really good interest rate structure for our member owners. And then the third thing is products and services. We invest in technology. We invest in branches. We invest in our staff. We just do things to enhance that member experience. So our profits, one way or the other, all are geared towards going back towards our member owners.
Right. And then your board of directors at a credit union, these are all volunteer folk. At a bank, typically, there's a paid positions.
That's correct. The bank directors are paid. And at the credit unions, Piedmont Advantage, we do have a number of our directors still very much with ties to Piedmont Aviation, Piedmont Airlines. And we're very proud of that and very proud that it's local decision making that you have access to me. I would challenge anybody to try to call the Bank of America or Wells Fargo CEO. Probably not going to find them on a radio show or in their office.
They might not know anything about the goings on in this community.
Right.
Which is essential. Right. And then, of course, the last difference, banks insured by the FDIC and credit unions insured by the NCUA. And when we get back after this break, we're going to talk more about Dion's work in the legislative side of things and how you collaborate with that and make some organizational decisions that can impact the future of your team members and your team owners, right?
Absolutely. Long-term focus. We take care of things in the short term with a focus towards the long term.
Headlines in fine print with Dion Williams, News Talk Sports of the Triad, WSJS.
Headlines in the fine print with host Dion Williams, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. This is a program that will help you ask all the right questions and learn more about the best financial products and services for you and your family. Monthly, Dion will help listeners navigate headlines in the fine print and make sense of the financial service promises and offerings. Headlines in the fine print with Dion Williams from Piedmont Advantage Credit Union, only on WSJS.
News Talk Sports for the Triad, WSJS. I'm Jeffrey Griffin, along with Dion Williams, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage. It's time for headlines and fine print. So the importance of reading the fine print is because you want to find out everything that's included in a promise or an offer, right? Or maybe what's excluded as well?
Right. What we find so often is a person's concerns are, what's my payment? When's it due? Mm-hmm. And if you answer those questions, they're okay with that. But really, you need to look deeper because a lot of times you can make a payment what you want it to be, but then you're talking about that's a factor of the interest rate and the term. So if you're looking for a $250 payment, someone may be able to make that payment $250 for you, but how long are you paying that for? That's a big difference because do you want a 10-year obligation or do you want a 3-year obligation? Of course,
sure.
You want to pay things off as quickly as possible where you can redirect that money for other purposes that you have in mind.
So one of the things that we want to talk about, how credit unions are governed similarly and differently, and this is true at the state level and at the federal level.
That's correct. There are federal charters for credit unions and there's state charters for credit unions. Piedmont Advantage Credit Union is state chartered, so there's a North Carolina Credit Union Division. That's our regulator. But then also we're subjected to the National Credit Union Administration, the NCUA, because that's our insurer. So we talked last week and in the previous segment about the FDIC as the insurer of bank deposits. And on the credit union side, we have the NCUA Share Insurance Fund. But the coverage amounts are the same, for example, $250,000 per depositor. And that's so those are the same. But we have regulatory exams from the state, and that's from compliance matters. And then we also have regulatory requirements from the federal, and that's because they're our quote-unquote insurance company.
Okay. So you also then are subjected to examinations from both those entities, right?
Correct.
To ensure the stability of the organization.
Yes, they're looking for safety and soundness of the financial system.
So in terms of frequency, and I'm really curious about that, how often does that happen? What's involved with one of those examinations? And do you know it's coming, or do they just show up on the doorstep one morning and go, surprise, surprise, surprise?
Thankfully, we do get advance notice, and we just wrapped up our state regulatory examination. On the federal level, it's 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
On the state, it's once a year, and it's ironic. The last 2 years, it's been right after Labor Day. Right after Memorial Day. So those couple weeks after Memorial Day, they come in there, and folks are just coming off from vacation, and then you get 2 weeks of examinations. Now, one of the cool things, and there's not a lot of great things about COVID, but one of the cool things coming out of COVID and how they changed how they do their examinations is that they became virtual, and it's a lot easier to upload documents to a secured site and do Zoom meetings and calls. So we do not see them on site. Like used to, it was like you were being invaded.
Right.
You have a team of examiners come in and spend a couple weeks with you. And with it being more virtually based now, it's a lot more planning of can you do a Zoom call at 10 a.m. or a conference call or something of that nature rather than just pop it into your office.
So saves on travel, but everybody's got to be available.
Absolutely.
And navigate that whole electronic world of screen share and uploading documents and all that. It reminds me of It's a Wonderful Life when the bank examiner shows up.
That's right.
At the building and loan on Christmas Eve and goes, we need to do this, and so let me have the books, right, and we'll take a look at everything.
And on the safety and soundness side, we are, you'd be amazed at how many examinations and audits there are. So there's the state exam, okay, there's the federal exam. We also have a financial audit each year by a CPA firm that's looking at our financial statements and making sure that they're a proper representation. We have a lot of IT exams, just making sure on the data security side.
Right. Right.
And we have our loans are audited. I mean, we have a full schedule where I wouldn't say that something's going on every month, but if you broke it out to the full timetable, there's something always going on as far as our safety and soundness function. And we also have a supervisory committee, similar to our board of directors. They're unpaid volunteers that just have a passion for the credit union, and they serve, and they are the ones that look at the results of those audits and examinations, and they work in conjunction with the board and the management team that if there's any findings, that we address them in a timely manner.
Right, and this is an ongoing thing. You're always gathering data, always compiling information and documentation because it's a check after a check after a check to make sure that the credit union is moving in the right direction, that the best choices that you can possibly make for your member owners is what's taking place day to day.
Right. And again, safety and soundness is kind of the key term of making sure that the whole banking environment is. And we're very proud that we are a well-capitalized credit union, meaning that our reserves are more than adequate for rainy days, but also very proud of our examination outcomes, too. We've had very good examinations.
So do those organizations that are responsible for administering the examinations, do they share communication, or is it just, I'm on my own and this is the big red machine, this is the big blue machine? Or is there an open line of communication where they go, this is what we find, what did y'all think, and how does that work?
It is collaborative. The work papers from the financial audit are shared with the government examiners. And so there is collaboration and looking at work papers from different entities and overlap. And we even have internal audit functions where we're doing our own reviews of our materials and making sure that we're in compliance with our policies and procedures as well as federal and state regulations.
So, and one of the ways that you continue the collaboration is that it's through the legislative process. And that then leads us into some of your extra work beyond just the running and the leading of the member owners and the team members at Piedmont Advantage. But you are part of you're working on the Carolina Credit Union modernization legislation. Tell us about that.
So there's a State Credit Union Act that just kind of the statutes that pertain predominantly to credit unions.
Okay.
And they cover financial services in general, but it's been quite a few years since those have been updated. As you know, with the legislative process, they talk about the comparison to making sausage. You don't want to know how sausages
right,
and laws are made.
Right.
And it's kind of like that. But we are working on some legislation that we're hoping can go this year or worst case scenario next year, in which we just have some updates to the law because the financial services marketplace is changing rapidly. I mentioned last week that traditionally banks and credit unions kind of get thrown in there as competitors, but you've got insurance companies, fintechs, you've got a lot of other players out there now, and you just want to make sure that the landscape is fair and that it's all encompassing. And then also I work with the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions. So they have a legislative committee. That's on the national level.
Okay.
Because the thing is, consumers may not necessarily pay attention to these items, but there is always unintended consequences when legislation goes into effect. It's like, well, the headlines in fine print, the bill title might be this, but there's a provision when you dig down into it that may not be as favorable.
And so you all dig through and look at all these, and so nothing just gets the stamp of approval without some conversation.
That's correct. What we're looking for is just inconsistency in how us as credit unions, how we can serve our members and making sure that there's a fair landscape. And one of my one of the topics that's kind of a soapbox issue for me is data security standards.
Right.
That's one where I think banks and credit unions very much can agree upon, because we want to see merchants and retailers held to the same standards as credit unions. Graham Leach-Bliley Act was one that really set the tone for data privacy and data security for financial institutions. But for the retailers and the merchants, it's not really, there's not really a law per se. There's some state laws, but there's nothing at the federal level that's kind of uniform for them. And you may have heard this at just, you know, friends, neighbors around church and so forth, that somebody will say, well, my card was accessed, my card was breached.
Right.
And it's always kind of phrased in a way that sounds like it happened at the financial institution. And most likely it did not happen at the financial institution. It happened where they were shopping.
And but somebody's responsible. And so really it comes back to also who ultimately has to make the adjustment and deal with the issue.
That's correct. If you're a PACU member and your card was breached, our job is to make you whole as quickly as possible. And we're not going to get into a squabble over, well, you know, your card was breached at this restaurant or this retailer. Because we know as a consumer, you want your card reissued, you want the money back in your account, you want to be made whole. And that's where we're going to focus. But that's where we really want to see national data security standards for retailers and merchants, because that's something that needs to be in place so they're held to the same standard that we are.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about that coming up. Dion Williams, our guest, president and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. Their website, pacu.com, pacu.com. We'll be back with more News Talk Sports for the Triad, WSJS. News Talk Sports for the Triad, WSJS. Headlines in fine print with Dion Williams, president and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. Well, Dion and I are just trading stories. It's all related to the National Data Security Standard and the need for one. One of the big things is you talked about when you sell something online and what can happen.
Yeah, a couple stories on this one. So first of all, as my girls are getting older and, you know, thinking about college and, well, this is furniture we're not going to use anymore because we're, you know, using this at school and so forth. We were selling some things recently, and when we put it on the local site to sell it, got a message from somebody and said, I want to make sure this isn't a scam, which is kind of funny. And I'm going to send you a code from Google.
Absolutely.
And when you get that code, right, send it back to me, which thankfully we knew that was a scam. But if we had responded with that code, they had your cell phone number, they had your email address.
Access to your Google cloud.
And then
I got that exact
there.
Same thing, Dion, was selling something. And I didn't know it was a scam. And he wanted the code. And something in my head went, you should check this. I did just a cursory Google search. And saw, yes, this is definitely a scam. Don't share that code. And that can be done in 10 seconds.
Yes.
So it is just that quick, and all of a sudden you can find your world turned upside down. Another really easy way is to take advantage of the electronic delivery of your monthly statements.
Yes. It's a lot safer to have it delivered to where you're signing into your online banking platform and you're looking at your statement that way where you know it's secure. Because unfortunately, there's still folks that will rummage through your mailbox, through your trash, and you get the paper statements. And you have to be careful that you're shredding that properly and disposing of it properly. And in terms of paper, another example, my mom and dad are retired and they do antiquing, and they had purchased something that they had fixed up and they were reselling it, and someone had reached out to them and said, I'm going to mail you a check, and then someone's going to come by and pick up this piece of furniture. And they got the check, but they were selling the item, let's say, for $50. The check was for several hundred dollars, And my mom emailed the person back and said, you sent the wrong amount. And they said, well, oh, sorry, we thought it was something else. Tell you what, when this person comes by to pick it up, you just write us a check for the difference.
I've heard this conversation so many times, and people go, if you tried to deposit a check from somebody else, how does that give them access? But the way it works is that they send you too much and then ask you to refund, and really, you're just giving them money.
We're giving them money because that check was never going to clear. It was
right.
a fraudulent check
from the beginning.
Yes. So that's just and that was transacting through the mail. So a physical, you know, piece of mail came with the check in it. So that's what I'm saying. Be very careful about. I think it's awesome to do email or do your statements online and do things electronically of that nature, because you're keeping it out of your mailbox, you're keeping it out of your garbage bin, and you don't have to worry about the shredding. So just be very careful about how you receive your documents, but also how you dispose of them. The credit union does some shred days throughout the course of the year, and a lot of folks in the community do those. And just be careful for all your sensitive documents that may have account numbers or even a part of your social security number, all that. Be sure that you're shredding them in a responsible manner, because there's some bad actors out there that's looking to use that for nefarious purposes.
I mean, you think it can't happen to me, but we hear, particularly in the holiday season, the porch pirates. It absolutely can happen.
Yes.
People will come and take your stuff, and they'll go right in your mailbox. And for those folks, it doesn't matter if it's against federal law.
Exactly.
I mean,
and if you have the doorbell cameras, I mean, I have the doorbell camera and the other cameras around my house, and all that does is give me a picture of who did it, but they still took it.
They still have it.
Right.
So better to be safe, and absolutely. And the e-delivery, that's free.
Yes.
It's just a part of being a member owner, and you can enroll for it. It's very simple. And they just contact any branch, right?
Right. Contact the branch, or you can set it up for yourself online. But we want your experience with us to be convenient. We want it to be easy. We want it to be safe. If we can do those things for you, then we're doing a good job of taking care of our member owners.
And then you don't have to, and your life is so much easier where you don't have to fool around and worry about fraudulent or illegal activity.
Correct. And we talked earlier about what happens if your card was breached. And I want to mention this about the credit union as well, that you can, instead of waiting the 5 to 7 days for a card to be reissued, if you have something happen at a merchant level, you can come in and get the card issued on the spot. You can have instant issue cards, so you don't have to wait.
That is such a relief. That's a relieving breath when you can go in and get your new card and then be on your way. And then the credit union is aware.
Yes.
And you all have monitoring that are in place as well. Then once you've been notified that there is some activity to ensure it doesn't repeat.
That's correct.
So, Sandy Richardson is the Risk Management Operations Manager for PacuWrite. She's recently written and published a blog, which is available on the PacU website, which gives you more tips and more information about how to stay safe. Again, Dion said it, there are always new ideas, new ways of trying to get your information and get access to your financial and your financial library, really. And we want to keep that as safe as we can. So it is Dion Williams. You're going to be back July 13th.
Yes.
So it's not too long. And we look forward to the conversation. Folks, if you want to learn more, again, the website to visit, pacu.com, PacU. You got big plans?
Just trying to survive the heat.
Just trying to survive. I hear you, my friend. It's and continue. When you've got more meetings coming up with the legislation work, and that'll continue. And then you all continue to connect and reach out with the community as well. And whatever it might be, the circumstance, just implore people to go in and have the conversation.
That's right. We feel like that corporate citizenship is a very important part of what we do. So we do try to keep in touch with our legislators at the national and the state level, that we're advocating for consumers, that we're advocating to keep them safe and sound, and making sure that the rules and regulations that are in place, that they're fair, but they're not overly cumbersome.
So that sounds like a fine idea. And there are branches, we say more than 5,000. Probably 5,000 branches, and people can go
across
in
the country,
access their
yes,
funds.
Where right. We have shared branching. And then as far as Piedmont Advantage branches, we are in Charlotte, Mooresville, Eden, 2 in Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and in the not-too-distant future, Davie County and Moxville.
Absolutely. And if you are looking and can thinking about joining the Piedmont Advantage Credit Union family, if you're a part of the community, if you work in that community, if you go to school, if you worship, if you buy groceries in that community, then the door is open to you.
That's correct.
Appreciate the visit, Dion Williams, President and CEO, Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. Headlines and fine print. The headlines are easy to read, but Dion and I encourage you, take the time to read the fine print as well.
We look forward to seeing you in July. Be sure to call in with your questions because we look forward to hearing directly from you.
I appreciate the visit, Dion. See you July 13th. Everybody, the Brian Kilmeade Show is next. News Talk Sports for the Triad, WSJF.
Hello, I'm Dion Williams, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. Join me on Wisdom Wednesday for headlines and fine print from 9 to 10 a.m. Headlines can be misleading. The details are in the fine print. We'll explore current events and the financial landscape to equip you to better navigate the choices in products and services that meet your financial needs. Let's cut through the noise in ads and promotions to prepare you to take flight on your financial journey.